Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Right Click. As always, Birdman here, and today I am doing what I would argue is probably my most directly political episode that I have done. And I don't mean topic-wise, I mean just talking about politics. It's kind of funny, that's not something that typically happens on this channel, not because I'm trying to shy away from it, but that's just not my lane. That's kind of one of the things I love about this particular little sail of the big right side kind of overarching umbrella. That's what I love about what I do here. You know, we talk about technology, we talk about video games, obviously, we talk about pop culture. And it's funny when that all can kind of come together as one and also cross into the more stereotypical right side content that you love, like that you expect from like Phil Williams and the sort. And I love this because I find this to be such an endearing situation. So I'm talking about somebody named Marty O'Donnell. Marty O'Donnell is an interesting character. When I saw this, I was completely taken aback. This was posted today, actually. Today time of recording this morning. 12 hours ago as of recording, funnily enough. Anyways, I find this very interesting because his name is Marty O'Donnell, and I have heard his work for years. Actually, the majority of my life. Actually, my entire life, now that I think about it, and you'll see what I mean. So, Marty O'Donnell is a composer. He has a absolutely wild resume. Perfect example. I'm going to show you this real quick. Let me swap on over. Here's why this guy is such a big deal. So starting in 1997. However, Halo, Combat Evolved, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 3 ODST, and Halo Reach are all his babies. Now, the big thing here is that he announced this today. You may know me as the guy who composed the score for Halo. Now I'm running for Congress to be a strong conservative voice for Nevada. And if you haven't seen this video, go check it out. He kind of does this pixel art kind of animated theme, and I very much appreciate it. That's not what this is about, but as a gamer, that's very on brand. Well done. Now, here's the thing. You look at this guy's career, and I'm just going to be honest with you. I have known about this guy, but I don't follow a lot of these people. One of the things that I learned early on in a lot of the stuff that I care about, from games to movies to whatever it may be, is like you can appreciate the art, but if you cannot remove the artist and the art and the medium and all this, like if you can't channel things, you're going to be miserable. There's a lot of super talented people that are very inspirational in this field that have, frankly, detestable political ideology. And so I don't ever look into that kind of thing. It's not what I do. I don't look into people's political leanings when it comes to things that I just passively enjoy. The way I look at it, I enjoy their work because it was well done. I can think of a lot of things like in Red Dead Redemption 2, some of the actors and voice actors, I don't agree with them on a political basis, but that's not why I appreciate them in the first place. I think the same can be said about a whole heck of a lot of things. Now, with that being said, keep in mind, so this guy's 70 years old. And as it turns out, and I never knew this, he actually ran for the House as a Republican in the 3rd Congressional District in 2024, and he placed 4th in the Republican primary. Now, I'm not going to read his entire Wikipedia page. It is, as you can see, it is pretty long. It is pretty darn long. Now, I appreciate a lot of this, but I think what gets me most is that he has done a lot in the video game world. I mean, seriously, I showed you this a second ago, but from 1997 to 2019, That is an impressive resume. And when you throw things like these Halos in, Destiny, Gollum is not, we're not going to talk about Gollum. That game was horrific. Anyways, music was good. Fair enough. But Oni, Myth 2, Riven, like, this is not a small resume. This is not something to pass up. The dude worked at Bungie for 13 years. I find this incredibly interesting because how many times in the pop culture world and the actor or whatever composer, the Hollywood world, do you see people who are openly, quote unquote, conservative? You really don't see it much. I can think of maybe two off the top of my head. And as it says here, he's a self-described political conservative. And Bungie, the group he used to work with back in Halo, the developer for Halo and for Destiny, described him as the most right-leaning employee at the company. And as I mentioned, he announced that he was running in 2024, came in fourth. But here's where I believe that this gets very interesting. So I mentioned, yes, weird to see somebody in the video game world branch out just directly into politics. I actually think that's cool. I know this is a weird industry for bringing politics in. If you just Google this guy's name, you'll see a bunch of subreddits, which Reddit is just mouth breathers anyways. But you'll see a lot of hate on this guy just because he made Halo music and now he's a Nazi. And that's all the left's rhetoric is now. They have this guy is proof that the left has lost all cognitive ability. I'm just going to be honest. I'm tired and I'm feeling a little salty. So I'm just going to be very blunt. You look at somebody like this, very storied past in a good way. Like, the guy has done very cool things, very, very important things in the grand scheme of the gaming industry. Now, you go and look at the court of public opinion and you see a bunch of leftist grifters that are trying to bash this guy, and it's vapid. It's extraordinarily vapid, and it's funny. I look at this and I see what, you know, Phil Williams has been doing on CNN lately, and I see those videos, I see those clips, and I watch it live, and I'm like, man, it's proof that from just an objective standpoint, the left has lost all ability to reason. I mean, entirely. And I look at this, I'm like, this guy did things that were inspirational to people that were younger than me, man. And I love this. And here's what I find so interesting. He actually spoke to the Nevada Independent. It's a media and paper company. GOP video game composer Marty O'Donnell announces, let me zoom this in for you, another run at Susie Lee's seat. The Halo composer, who came in fourth in the 2024 primary despite Lombardo's backing, says he will drop out if President Donald Trump endorses another candidate. Now, this is horrifically written. I mean, seriously, this is abysmal. I didn't know this came out in March, by the way. But this is horrifically written because this insinuates that if he doesn't get his way, he's taking his toys and leaving. It's not what's happening. Let's scroll here. Let's read this. Republican video game composer Marty O'Donnell has announced another campaign for Nevada's Congressional District 3 seat, with a caveat he'll drop out if he does not receive President Donald Trump's endorsement. O'Donnell ran in the crowded Republican primary for Congressional District 3 seat in 2024, but came in fourth with 21% of the vote. Tax analyst Drew Johnson ultimately won the primary but lost to Representative Susie Lee, who's a Democrat, in the general election by 2.8 percentage points, even as Trump narrowly won the district. O'Donnell, who moved to Las Vegas in 2021, had the endorsement of Republican Governor Joe Lombardo and the funding to mount a campaign, loaning himself $500,000 during the primary. His entry announcement comes much earlier this cycle. He didn't enter the race until March 2024, giving him a longer window to campaign than the 3 months he had last time, which is crazy. That is a short, short gap. O'Donnell is pouring $1 million of his own money into the race, his campaign said Tuesday. In a In a Monday statement, O'Donnell said his priorities in Congress would be to secure the border, cut spending, and reduce the size of the federal government. He said Trump should get to quote-unquote pick his team for the 2026 midterms, and thus committed to exiting the race if Trump endorses another candidate. He says, "We cannot waste the money or the time allowing intra-party squabbling to sidetrack us. We have a country to save. If I'm not privileged to receive the president's endorsement, I will bow out of the race and allow his endorsed candidate to focus their resources on defeating Susie Lee." This is a good little note. Trump did not endorse in the district's GOP primary in 2024. Thus far, two Republican candidates have filed to run in Lee's district: attorney Christopher Brandlin and Lucina Parker. Johnson has not said whether he plans to run again or not, but has continued to post criticism of Lee on X since the election and wrote, quote, "I think Susie would retire if I got in the race." In a statement to the Nevada Independent, who we're reading from, Johnson said he's considering several options, but that running again for Congress in the 3rd District remains a possibility. Obviously, we know that's true. Lee, who beat Johnson last year, has already filed to run and confirmed through a spokesperson that she plans to run for re-election. District 3, which includes western Las Vegas and the southernmost parts of Clark County, has long been the swingiest district in Nevada. Lee has represented it since first winning the district in 2018. The 2024 election cycle was her closest race yet, and the first time in decades that the district has voted for the Republican presidential candidate under its current boundaries, which were redrawn after the 2020 census to shore up Democratic advantage in the district. Interesting, isn't it? Have you been hearing all the complaining on social media? They just continue to admit it. Anyways. Trump won Congressional District 3 by 1 percentage point. In 2020, using its current boundaries, President Joe Biden won it by 7 percentage points, while Lee held it by 3 percentage points. In 2016, like 2024, the former Congresswoman and now Senator Jackie Rosen won the district by 1.2 percentage points, despite Trump beating Hillary Clinton by 1 percentage point. Under the district's current boundaries, Clinton would have won it by 7 percentage points. Bear with me. I'm going to harken back to this because this is a key point I want to touch on. The district, which last represented a Republican in 2014, has been something of a white whale for House Republicans because it shares the often pricey media market with districts 1 and 4 in Las Vegas. It can be difficult for Republicans to target spending in the district. In addition, the 2021 redistricting by the Democrat-controlled legislature intentionally shored up Lee's district by moving voters in Henderson and Boulder City, which are typically more conservative, into Congressional District 1. The redistricting worked exactly as intended, and Indian analysis showed that Congressional District 3 swung nearly 5 percentage points towards Democrats in 2024 compared to the old district boundary. Lee is one of 13 House Republicans who won in districts carried by Trump in 2024, making her a target for House Republicans. The National Republican Congressional Committee and Congressional Leadership Fund, the House Republican-connected super PAC, did not spend against Lee in 2024 after dropping millions of dollars into a race in 2022, well aware of the impact of the Democratic redistricting. All right, thank you for bearing with me. There's a reason I felt like it was necessary to read through this. Two things that I really want to kind of hone in on. One of which, they are absolutely correct about the difficulties of Republicans in this area, especially when you look at something like Las Vegas. For him to break in, for Martin O'Donnell to break in and try to have a snowball's chance, this is a very, very steep uphill battle. And he's doubled his resources and he is committed to the party rather than him trying to just stonewall himself in it. And I appreciate that. Now, I think that this is a very interesting mesh here. This is an independent news journalist. Okay, let's just. I find this so funny. This article came out March 31st of this year. For the last 4 weeks, all I have heard from Democrats is all about the redistricting and whether or not the census and all this. Oh my God, shut up. It's so brain dead. This whole thing is so brain dead. All I hear is, well, Republicans are just trying to shore up their own stuff. And like, the lack of critical thinking it takes to get there is mind boggling. Anyways, this whole back half of the article just talks about how they have continuously, the Democrats have continuously reworked places like Las Vegas and its surrounding counties to shore up Democratic control. It's truly mind-boggling. This is a weird little mesh of things. One of which is the fact that the gaming industry is full-blown leaking into politics, and these guys are trying to do something for the country, having the gaming aspect as their background. I love that. Not only that, this is further proof that the current political climate is so back-asswards, just going to be honest with you, that we cannot have a legitimate or serious conversation about redistricting, about who the candidate is, about what the purpose is. None of it matters anymore. And it's mind-blowing to me that we're sitting here talking about somebody trying to run in a primarily Democrat-controlled area, and that for the last 4 years, these same groups have been manipulating the system just to retain power. Not for progress, but for power. I find this to be pathetic. If I can be blunt and frank with you, I find this to be pathetic. I find politics to be so pathetic sometimes. And as somebody whose lane is gaming and is to some degree pop culture and you know, the tech and technology, I find this on one hand, on a just regular individual, I find this to just be disgusting. On the other hand, I find this to be a perfect encapsulation of the griminess of today's political climate. Nobody gives a rat's ass about redistricting for any reason other than retaining power. I have sat here and for the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks or more, had to listen to the same group that's arguing about redistricting tell me, no kings. I've got morons in my circle that are hell-bent on the no kings. If you seriously, truly lack the brain cells and the cognitive ability to understand what you're saying in the same breath, you probably should reconsider more than just your political ideations, because my God, the mental gymnastics it takes to put yourself into that position is mind-blowing. I have people, I'm going to be very careful with how I phrase this. There are people that I know that are very close in scope to me who I watch drag people to these No Kings protests and then in the same breath turn around and start berating family members for No Kings and because Donald Trump's a Nazi and that means you're a Nazi. Is this really what we're hanging our hat on? This? Really? I don't even care if this comes off salty. I really, truly don't. Like, I really, actually don't care. Because I'm so fed up and so sick of how politics has turned into a redistricting conversation. Where it's just this microcosm of garbage that's just their only intent is a power struggle. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, and if you can take that from a very micro point of view and just expand it, you see what we see today. Nobody can think critically anymore. The elitism that's required to speak all of these things in one breath is despicable. I wish the best for Martin O'Donnell. I think his background from a personal standpoint makes him a very interesting candidate. And I very much get the sense that he only cares about this country. And I will not be lectured to by people whose only ability to argue is that he supports Israel and he's against LGBT and he likes borders. Shut up. Just shut up. It's so wildly incompetent. The conversation is so wildly incompetent. If you have nothing legitimate to stand on, shut up and get in your corner. At some point, Republicans are going to have to back their own in their own corner. I think Nevada's got a serious candidate for a congressional Republican candidate. But here we are. I'm curious to hear your thoughts, because this is a very interesting mesh, because the things that we're seeing is somebody who's a genuine candidate in a hellacious environment, Las Vegas, Nevada in general, surrounded by people who genuinely, their only argument is unnecessary belittling of a non-factual statement, and then redistricting. But no kings, remember that. No kings, and everybody's a Nazi. Oh, I hate it here. What are we doing? What has politics become? Anyways, this is a weird amalgam of issues, because people like Martin O'Donnell and people in the video game space can have a very serious impact on politics, but traditional politics continues to do what it does best, and it's corrupt. So maybe something will happen. Maybe he'll get the endorsement. And if he doesn't, maybe he'll still be able to lead things to a better future. I don't know. But I'm curious to hear your thoughts below, as always. I'm going to leave it on that one. Thank you all for watching. Make sure you go check us out everywhere else on rightsidemedia.org, as always. Send us an email, birdman@rightsidemedia.org. I'd love to hear from you. Drop stuff down in the comments, because there's been a lot of contention going on around lately, and screw it. I want in. Anyways, that's all. That's all I got. Thank you all for watching Birdman. I will see you all in the next one next week. Y'all have a good one.